Welcome, 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 one and all, to this week's edition of the Annihilation Lounge. You can catch my show every single week on Google Podcast, Spotify, and on the Anchor app. Also, catch my side video podcast on YouTube by searching All Wrestling Madness on YouTube. I am your host, Barry Wolf. Welcome, one and all, to tonight's episode of the Annihilation Lounge. Now, this episode is brought to you by Victory Pro Wrestling's upcoming show, December Devastation, happening on Saturday night, December 18th, live from the St. James Sports Arena in St. James, New York. If you want your tickets to this amazing, amazing event, go to victoryprowrestling.com and get yourself tickets tonight. They're selling like hotcakes, and I don't mean that as a metaphor. I mean they're literally selling out as we speak. So get yourself a pair of tickets to see Victory Pro Wrestling live from the Sports Arena in St. James, New York on December 18th. All right. Now, since we got that out of the way, let me bring to you what Devastation will be all about. Victory Pro Wrestling presents VPW 148 Devastation. When we return to the sports arena in St. James on Saturday, December 18th, he actually did it. Johnny Pretty Boy Collins is the new Victory Pro Champion. At Devastation, he will meet Coach Mamone for the top prize. But at what cost to the challenger? Mamone, not happy that he lost the title yet again, is putting his career on the line for one final shot to try and reclaim what he believes was rightfully his. Your New York State champion, EJ Eric James, had a hard-fought victory over Mr. Tibbs, and this month faces the frat guy, Dante Drago. Drago won a top contender's gauntlet match to meet the champion. Can he step up to Eric James, or is Drago focused too much on the after party? All this and more will be happening at Devastation, the first round of the 2022 King of New York Tournament. Be there, be there. I sound almost like I'm a radio host selling you on this event, which I am. But after all that commercial and advertising, free advertising for that matter, let me get into the bottom of things. Why am I talking so much about Devastation? Why is tonight's episode heavily sponsored by Devastation? Or not sponsored, but talking about this event. And that's putting it simply that I will be at Devastation. No, I'm not booked for the event personally, but I will be there amongst you fans in the audience. I will be there in attendance. So be there, be there, be there as I keep selling you guys on it. I'll be there, and hopefully I'll see many of you guys there. But at the same point, I cannot wait to see if Coach loses and retires from Victory Pro Wrestling, or if he ends up winning the belt back, meaning it was just a fluke victory for Johnny Collins, and Collins ends up losing the belt back to Coach. Also, I wasn't at the last event. I meant to go there. I wanted to go there. I wanted to be a part of the event and just see it in person, to see Johnny Collins take home the gold, which I kind of had a feeling they were going to push for Johnny Collins to end up being champion, all based off of the showdown in St. James 2 months prior when they basically gave him the title, but then they made it look like he dropped the belt because he was caught with a chain in his hand, and Ref Steve ended up disqualifying and reversing his decision at the end of it all. But I kind of had a feeling that Victory Pro were going to give Collins the belt, but he had to actually fight for it. Not that he didn't do it at the showdown in St. James. He did just that, but he needed to earn it. He needed to really, really, really earn it. And that's what this past show, Disorderly Conduct, was all about, which was basically Johnny Collins' way of saying to management, listen, put the belt on me. I can run with it for a while. The fans are behind me. I have them literally, no pun intended to his trademark catchphrase, I have the fans in the palm of my hand. They're going to be running with me as champion. I guarantee that you're not going to regret putting me as the face of the company. So I kind of had a feeling going into Disorderly Conduct that Collins was going to end up winning the belt. Now, did I know ahead of time? No. No, I did not. I'm out of the loop. I haven't been booked for Victory Pro Wrestling as a referee since, the Gold Rush Rumble. So I'm not on the inside anymore. I don't know the insider secrets of what they're booking, what they're planning on doing. I'm just like all of you, a fan, an audience member, a specter. So I don't know what they're doing. I only have feelings that I get. And my feeling is that they're going to keep the belt on Collins and Coach is going to go away from Victory Pro Wrestling. Now, will this be permanent? Or will this be the old adage of a wrestler saying, oh, I retire from this company, but then 7 months later or a year later, 2 years later, whatever, he comes back? I don't know. If he comes back, he comes back. If he stays away permanently from Victory Pro, he stays away. I don't know what's on Coach's mind. But I do have high expectations for this match, for this main event. Basically, if last show was a 4.5 star match, I expect that they're going to go all out again. And because it's career versus title and a career-threatening match for Coach, I expect them to go 5 stars, maybe even break the scale and go a 6-star and make it that memorable, win or lose for Coach, win or lose for Collins. I expect them to put on a banger of a match and make it one of the most memorable matches ever. Now, I also did mention that this is the first round of the 2022 King of New York tournament. Now, you might be an outsider of Victory Pro Wrestling and are like, wait, what's King of New York? What's that tournament like? I'll give you an insight because I worked 1 year's version of a King of New York tournament, and that was the 2019 one, which Stockade ended up winning. Now, don't get me started. I did not personally like that match, and it had nothing to do with Stockade, had nothing to do with Mr. Tibbs, had nothing to do with anybody personally, because it was the cards that we were dealt with. Let me give you an insider knowledge, in case you weren't aware of it, which most of you should be if you've kept up with the Victory Pro Wrestling YouTube channel. Back in 2019, we had the tournament, and it was going to be in the final match, and I'm going to break a little bit of insider knowledge. The main event of the King of New York tournament was going to come down to Stockade versus the former King of New York, Jay Delta. But in Jay Delta's match against Lance Anderson, he ended up accidentally, legitimately breaking his nose. Now, that was uncalled for. He did not attempt to do that. It just happened in the midst of the moment, and it was a legit injury. So he was told by doctors, listen, you're not going to continue the rest of the night, and we had to find a replacement for Stockade, because Stockade still won his match, and he was going to face the winner of that match, which was going to be Jay Delta. Instead, at the last second, we came up with, okay, Mr. Tibbs is going to replace him. And then in all of a span of 15 to 25 seconds, we were going to have Stockade do maybe 1 or 2 moves, a spear, 1, 2, 3 matches over, which is where I friggin' hated that match. You could have went so much longer. You could have went at minimum 6 or 7 minutes to tell a story. Yeah. Jay Delta was supposed to be the story, you beating the former king. But at the same time, even with Mr. Tibbs, you could have told a story saying, hey, I'm the one who caused that guy's injury or something like that, saying that I got in his head, he got distracted, whatever you want to say. But you could have told that story within 6 to 7 minutes. You didn't need it to be a full 10, 15, 20 minute match, but you could have told it in 6 or 7 minutes. You give any match on any company, on any organization, any promotion, about 20 seconds to 30 seconds of a match, You can't tell shit. In my opinion, at least. In my opinion. Now, like I said, I have no problems with Stockade. No problems with Mr. Tibbs. No problems with J Delta. No problems with anybody. Personally, I don't. This is not me shitting on them. This is just me shitting on the fact of the cards that we were dealt with that night. But to make a long story short, that is what the King of New York is. Have you ever seen WWE's King of the Ring? It's basically the exact identical same concept, except you're only the king of the entire state of New York. That is it. That is, in a nutshell, what it is. It's the exact same match stipulations as a king of as WWE's King of the Ring tournament. Singles matches, about maybe 12 to 15 singles matches spread out between two shows. And then the finals happen on the second show, and we find out who's going to reign King of New York. So that's basically what the tournament is. It's identical to the King of the Ring in WWE, but it's our version. So we call it New York, because that's where we're based out of. I know I went on a long rant there. I know I did. I apologize. Like I said, I have no problems with anyone that was involved in the match. It's just the fact that the match was only maybe 20 seconds, at most 30 seconds long. On the very low end of maybe 10 seconds long. One or two moves. Boom. Match is over. Like that. It just makes me hate the fact that a match like that existed. Honestly, if I was Booker, I would have maybe timed it for 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes on the very low end. 2 minutes on the very low end. On the high end, maybe 6 minutes. You don't need a full-length match to explain in a short time what was supposed to be told in maybe a 10 to 12-minute match originally. But when you're dealt with a random card, like a plan B in the script that you weren't aware of, that you weren't planned for, but you planned for a plan B, you could have it for at least minimum of 4 minutes and tell a story in that time. Saying, oh, I attacked him after the show. Because the fans, some fans, I'm not going to say all, some fans probably didn't know J Delta got hurt legitimately. They probably weren't aware that he got hurt legitimately. So you could have said, while he was in the back, I attacked him and removed him from the match. And I'm taking his place. You could have done that. And then Stockade could have gotten mad and say, no, 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 I wanted my original opponent, but because you are putting yourself in harm's way, this is all on you. And tell that in 4 minutes. Tell that story in 4 minutes in the ring. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But what happened, happened. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. For what it's worth, the pre-match assault, the pre-match deliverance in the final match, in the main event, is good storytelling. It's good storytelling. Could it have been better? Yes. How would I book it? I wouldn't. And it's not because I wouldn't. It's really because I don't have the right words to say about how I would book it. I only have so many good ideas. Not great ideas. Not fantastic ideas. But passable ideas at best. So, yeah. All right, I'm going to take a little break right now, run a few commercials, and I'll be right back to talk more about Victory Pro Wrestling when we return. Thank you, and talk to you later.
Do you know Peter Parker, who's Spider-Man?
Yes.
Is that him?
No.
Can you please explain what is going on?
After I shut that spell down, we started getting visitors from every universe.
Multiverse is real.
I need you to capture them before they destroy the fabric of reality.
I'm going to need some help. You guys ready?
Let's catch some multiverse men.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
What was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Seriously, what's your actual name? What's happening?
They're starting to come through and I can't stop them.
Well, you're thinking I'm about to do something that could break the universe.
Oh, I know you!
Run it by us.
We need to send them back.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
There has to be another way!
There isn't.
Spider-Man No Way Home, December 17th.
You're not Peter Parker.
I am so confused right now.
That spell that you botched started pulling in visitors from every universe.
The multiverse is real?
They all die fighting Spider-Man.
There has to be another way!
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
Spider-Man No Way Home in theaters December 17th.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Who wants to open presents? Who wants to open presents?
Oh, we already did Christmas.
Who wants to open presents?
What is going on?
Christmas again? Premieres Friday, December 3rd on Disney Channel. Ho, ho!
Oh, no!
This is our opening night. Step into the spotlight. Top of our game and in our prime. It's a fresh start, and now is our time. It's history-making, record-breaking, jaw-dropping, eye-popping, breathtaking, booty-shaking. ATL, let's raise some hell. No more what if, no more one day. WWE Day 1, it's time to slay. WWE Day 1, January 1st. Tickets on sale August 27th.
All right. Welcome back. All right. As you heard, WWE is having their next pay-per-view. It's not TLC this year. This year, WWE canceled their TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view that they've been doing the past 4 or 5 years, maybe longer, every December. Instead, January 1st, that is right, January 1st, they're hosting a new pay-per-view that they're calling WWE Day 1. So please, if you don't have a Peacock subscription, get one. Not only can you watch all your favorite shows from NBC, but you can also catch WWE's Day 1 pay-per-view on January 1st, 2022. The very first pay-per-view to kick off the 2022 calendar year for WWE. So please get a Peacock subscription today and don't miss out on WWE's next pay-per-view, Day 1. All right. Now, with all that said, you also heard about Disney. They're starting a new movie for Christmas time, which is called Christmas Again. So please also watch that as well. Now, with all that said and done, let's go back to Victory Pro Wrestling where we last left off, which was the King of New York tournament that I was explaining. I don't know who the participants are outside of maybe Mr. Tibbs, but that's just because I'm not on the inside anymore, so I don't know who the participants are going into this year's tournament outside of maybe Mr. Tibbs. But all that said, it's going to be a great event. Devastation is that great of an event. I've been to maybe a handful of Victory Pro Wrestling shows, and that's before and during my time there for Victory Pro Wrestling being a referee. And I do not shit on them whatsoever, because how can I? They are as great of a company as I claim they are. And it's because they put on so much entertaining matches. Seriously, so much entertaining matches. I can't even begin to fathom what they try and do each and every show, let alone when I was working for them. Going into the event, I had butterflies in my stomach, and that's a good thing. That means I still cared about the product. I still cared about wanting to do fantastic, not screwing up, making the stars, myself, and the wrestlers look like $1 million as I could for my role as a referee. So with that being said, I make them look great each and every time I step in the ring. Or at least I attempt to make them look great. I know I could be better. I know I could train and be a better referee. I know I could train and be a better one. Maybe be a little more hands-on, a little more authoritative, like Ref Steve of Victory Pro Wrestling. Ref Steve is the same one at Create a Pro. If you've seen him on YouTube for their Create a Pro matches, Ref Steve is a fantastic referee in my opinion. He's far beyond me. as a referee. He's done more than I have, and that's because he's been in it longer than I have. And he has the expertise, he has the experience, and he knows how to make a match look great from the standpoint of a referee. So with that being said, Ref Steve, I give you mad props for everything you do, everything, as a referee. Yeah, do I ever wish to be at your level and know how to make a match look good so that when I rewatch it, it looks fantastic, it looks professional, that I'm not just like a fan in a ref shirt refereeing a match? Yes. I'm not shitting on myself either, but I do watch my matches over, and it looks better at the time to myself than when I rewatch it. When I rewatch my matches, I'm like, oh, come on, I could have done this better, I could have done that better, I could have done this better. And it just makes me pick apart the match. And it's not because of the wrestlers. No, they're fantastic at what they're doing. But at the same time, I could be so much better as a referee. I could. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to basically sugarcoat and say, oh, I'm that great of a referee. I'm good to book. I'm good to make your stars look amazing. Could I be even better? Yes. And that's why if you book me as a referee or a manager, I like to hear each and every critique that you have. Maybe you could do this better, James. Maybe you could do this better. Maybe you could say this better. Maybe you could say it this way. Maybe you could look this way. Maybe you could act this way. I like to hear critiquing so that I can get better each and every time I'm out there. So if I'm ever booked for your promotion, please take a heavy look at my matches and tell me where I could improve, where I could get better. That's all I'm asking. That's all I ask. All right, I'm going to cut this episode short. It's going for maybe 25 minutes, if not shorter, because I am editing this in post-production. This is not a live feed. This is a post-production edit. So maybe 25 minutes, maybe longer, maybe shorter, whatever. I'm just going to cut it here. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Annihilation Lounge with your host, Barry Wolf. If you want Barry Wolf booked for your star to represent your star, heel or face, then look no further than me, Barry Wolf. If you want me to be booked as a referee, look no further than me as well. All you got to do is book refjames at gmail.com. Again, that's book refjames at gmail.com if you want me as a referee. But if you want me as a manager, it's barrywolfagent@gmail.com. BarryWolfAgent@gmail.com. One last time, BarryWolfAgent@gmail.com. If you want Barry Wolf at your show to represent your top star. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Annihilation Lounge. And see you all on December 18th for VPW Presents Devastation. See you all there. Thank you and have a great night.